Will CNN edit out Kamala's flubs? Harris ripped for scheduling pre-taped first interview. By Wendell Hasebo on August 28, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris was widely criticized for scheduling her first sit-down interview as a pre-recorded answer and question session on CNN. Critics claimed CNN could edit the pre-taped interview to fix any gaffes or mistakes committed by Harris, as the network has a known bias against former President Donald Trump. Kamala Harris is having a campaign rally with her base at CNN, and they are even letting her pre-tape the interview. Founder and president of the pro-Trump Article 3 Project Mike Davis told Breitbart News. Will CNN edit out Kamala's flubs? Will CNN let Kamala bring her teleprompter? Harris has not held an unscripted press conference or unscripted sit-down interview about policy solutions for 38 days since joining the presidential race. The media have not interviewed Harris on television since June 24, 2024. And the last time the press reportedly questioned her at a solo news conference was 8 months ago on December 2, 2023. Governor Tim Walz, D., will join Harris's interview, an unprecedented move that surprised many in the media. 39 days since being installed as the Democrat nominee, Kamala will sit for her first formal interview. Joint, since she's not competent enough to do it on her own. Taped, so her handlers have time to play damage control, Trump War Room X account posted. LOL, Kamala can't even do an edited softball CNN interview without backup, the popular conservative X handle CatDurd2 posted. The entire interview needs to be released, unedited, demanded communications guru Steve Guest. CNN's Dana Bash will host the interview. Bash repeatedly showed nasty bias against Trump during previous network remarks. Her top 15 attacks against Trump are here. Kamala Harris finals agrees to an interview, and it's with CNN's Dana Bash, who is one of the most biased people at the network. And it appears that it will be pre-taped and thus likely edited in a manner to help her. Ryan Saavedra, senior reporter at the Daily Wire, pointed out. Since Harris joined the race, she has delivered a number of unscripted word salads and casual remarks. Related, Trump warns a Kamala Harris win could lead to another Great Depression. She spoke about the duality to the nature of democracy and struggled to deliver clear and concise answers about her economic policy. During one brief gaggle, she used the phrase return on investment 4 times to justify more taxpayer spending on Soviet-style policies. You will be undefeated even if you don't win every game. She also rambled to a Pennsylvania football team. Harris delivered many gaffes and word salads during her career. Here's a sampling. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X at Wendell Hasebo or on Truth Social at Wendell Hasebo.